Jeff Begay's in the Washington newsroom.
And yesterday, U.S. Ambassador Dana Smith praised Qatar's great partnership in countering terrorist financing. Smith has broken with the president before, lamenting last month on Twitter that it is increasingly difficult to spend the day explaining our democracy and institutions. Today, State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert tried to soften the president's comments on Qatar.
They have made progress, but they still have work to do. More work needs to be done.
Smith is not the only frustrated long-term diplomat. But, Scott, while President Trump wants his own nominees in place, he's only appointed 11 ambassadors to fill 188 empty State Department slots.
Margaret Brennan at the State Department, thanks. In Paris today, a man attacked a police officer with a hammer outside Notre Dame Cathedral, shouting, "This is for Syria." Fellow officers shot and wounded the man, who carried an ID indicating that he was from Algeria. The officer who was attacked was not seriously hurt. About 600 tourists were locked inside the cathedral as police secured the scene. Today, British police identified the third of the London Bridge attackers who killed seven and wounded nearly 50 on Saturday night. Youssef Zagba, 22 years old, of Italian and Moroccan heritage, was identified today.